The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, January the 3rd. We're wrapping up the first week of 2014, actually the third day of 2014. Lorenzo Lawson is with us. Good to have you here and Happy New Year, Lorenzo.
Thanks for having me,
Paul. Lorenzo Lawson, Youth Empowerment Zone. And we had you on a couple of times during 2013.
Yes.
If people listening this morning are not familiar with what your organization is, let's give them a brief overview, and then we'll talk about what accomplishments you made in the last year.
Okay, the Youth Empowerment Zone is an organization that was birthed right here in Columbia to address the need of Columbia, and that was the need of working with young people who were going down the wrong path. Our whole mission is to work with quote-unquote at-risk youth that may be having problems and then dropped out of school, come from a poverty background, may be involved with the justice system or whatever. And we work with them to try to get their lives turned back around through getting them jobs, providing life skill training, education, and getting them back involved in education. And most recently, we have started an entrepreneur program where we are actually taking these young people, since the economy have been kind of downsized. Mm-hmm. We decided that a lot of them come with entrepreneur skills. So let's take those skills that they've been using in the wrong way and convert them into a new way of doing it and help them build a business. Right now, we got a young lady that's doing a daycare center. We got some young men, and we're going to put together, hopefully coming this year, a couple of businesses such as lawn care business, a maintenance business.
So these are going to be businesses of their own?
Exactly. It's going to be...
How old are these?
We work with young people from 14 all the way up to 24. Mm-hmm. We found out that even now we have been asked to go into the middle schools, start working with them even younger because of they beginning to show signs of going down that wrong path. So the schools have been calling us to come in and help work with some of them as young as 11.
And these are kids 10, 11 years old that are considered at risk.
Exactly.
Now, when we talk about at-risk kids, how would you compare our community of Columbia to the rest of Central Missouri or the rest of the country? Do you think we have more or less?
As I look and I research, this phenomena is throughout the United States, yeah. But it's mainly in urban areas. And Columbia was a small town, but now it then developed into an urban area. And in most urban areas, there's pockets of poverty or neighborhoods of poverty or a section of poverty. In Columbia, we have pockets where these different young people, normally they're born into a single parent household. Normally they are dealing with poverty, below the poverty level. They're usually on free or reduced lunch in school. Most likely they come to school behind in the first grade.
So all they know are negative things. They have not been exposed to a lot of positive, have they?
I would say yes, that's a good assessment of that.
So what you're trying to do with the Youth Empowerment Zone is to bring some positive aspect into their lives.
What we consider ourselves empowering them with things that a two-parent middle-class kid usually get at home. they don't get it. They don't have a father figure. They don't have the resources. They don't have the teaching of just simple things like anger management, how to dress for success, how to go in an interview, how to, these middle class kids, they usually have their parents to help them fill out
applications. So how are you doing this? How are you doing it?
Well, we're just doing it by the support of the community. I got a small staff of four people, and we depend on the community to donate. We get a few government grants, state grants. The city of Columbia give us a little bit of money to do this.
What are you hoping to accomplish in 2014?
We're hoping to be able to design our entrepreneur program where we actually can be self-sustaining. You know, the government's in trouble, so we can't depend on government funding all the time. Mm-hmm. So we want to try to get some things going where we generate some income. It's nonprofit, so it'll go right back into the community by programming, helping these young kids.
Are you doing this with the entrepreneurship that you're trying to start?
That's one venue that we are looking at.
People listening to us right now, if they would like to lend a helping hand, what is it that you need the most of?
Well, right now we're trying to get a larger facility. We're renovating a facility at 1002 Faye Street. It's the former Boys and Girls Club, and the Atkins have been grateful enough to allow us to get it, but we got to renovate it. And right now we got volunteers over there, Bob Grove Construction. He have jumped in and painting the place, but we need flooring. We need some folks that can put in doors. We need some donation of funding so that we can buy the doors and buy the windows.
We're gonna some store or company could donate.
Exactly.
To you. All right. Exactly. So if there's somebody out there that would like to make a donation or would like to help out financially or with their time, how do they get in touch with you?
They get in touch with us two ways. You can come by 1204 East Rogers, Suite 101. It's the Youth Empowerment Zone. We shall be there until after later on this year. Or you can call us at 573-256-1896.
256-1896. So if you would like to help out with this, if you'd like to make a donation, it all comes back to you. You're helping the community, but you're helping yourself also.
And we got tax credits that we can give for your donation. You can get a tax break on that in next season.
Lorenzo Lawson, Youth Empowerment Zone, thank you so much for coming by. Happy New Year. Continued success.
Thank you for having us, Paul.
Okay, it's our pleasure, and please come back again.
Thank you.
Again. All right. Let's see. Monday, we'll talk about the Wolfner Library. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifan Oyong, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Have yourself a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.